Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
All right, 855-839-1210, Super Tuesday. Glad you're here. Always glad you're here. Appreciate it very much. You listening and hanging out. Facebook.com/Zioli Show or on Twitter at Rich Zioli, where I was asked a question regarding why Obama has not endorsed Joe Biden. Great question. Great question. Biden just spent a ton of money, a $1.5 million ad buy to run for the states that vote next week on March 10th. And there are three states, including Michigan. And in the ad, he has Barack Obama in there praising Joe Biden. Now, it's not Barack Obama, like as of right now, praising Joe Biden. It's from the past of Barack Obama praising Joe Biden. But kind of begs the question, right? Where's the endorsement for Joe? If you're going to do it, isn't the time now, right now, to do it? And by the way, it may not matter. It could also backfire and just fire up Bernie Sanders people even more. That's certainly a possibility. But I would think that if Barack Obama was going to endorse Joe Biden, you do it now when everybody's going to vote on Super Tuesday, right? Don't you do it because you have to head off Bernie Sanders' momentum? You know, there's a possibility that Joe Biden is not going to have a good day today. Nobody knows. It's just an unknown factor because he has not been advertising and he hasn't had a ground game. Everybody kind of thought he was done, and then he has this miracle comeback in South Carolina, and he's like he rises from the dead. So whenever anybody rises from the dead, it's very, very difficult to figure out how things are going to go for them after that. It could be momentum, in which case everybody is saying, yeah, we're on board with Joe, or it could be that the people in those other states could care less how South Carolina voted and the fact that Klobuchar and Buttigieg have backed them. Don't know. But there'll be some clarity after today, that's for sure. Biden did want to remind everybody that today is Super Tuesday, something Thursday. I'm not quite sure, but certainly heed this warning.
Look, tomorrow is Super Tuesday, and I want to thank you all.
Yep.
I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I?
Super Thursday.
Super Thursday.
Joe Biden may have a bad day on Super Tuesday, but he's going to crush it on Super Thursday. When no states are up on the ballot on Super Thursday. Now, remember, if you miss Super Tuesday, you can still vote on Super Thursday.
No, I don't think that's true.
So just keep that in mind. Biden also tried to quote the Declaration of Independence. Didn't go well for him. But then again, it's not like this is a famous phrase or anything that we've all learned about when we were kids.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Go, you know the thing. All right.
What is that?
All men and women are create and the Tao and the you know the thing. That's
we
it.
Hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
All right. That is his new campaign slogan. You know the thing. All right. Go by you know the thing.
When you tweeted this out yesterday, I thought it was one of those things where somebody, you know, was playing with the audio.
Right. Yeah.
To make it, it's just cringe.
You don't need to with Joe Biden.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
You know the thing, that thing. All men and go look it up. Go look it up. I don't need to tell you. You know it. So Google it. Google. What's that thing they say in the Declaration of Independence emancipation thing? This is why we joked on the show after the Super Bowl when they had that Google Home that would help that old man remember his dead wife. Remember? We joked about that. Joe Biden using that. And he needs it now more than ever. Go. It's all men and women are created by the, you know, the thing. Google. What the hell is the line? Hey, Google, what is that thing that they say there in the founders with the thing in that paper and the parchment and whatnot? I know it's a sin.
It is.
It's a sin. But you know I'm right. He needs that Google assistant. Or at least a better speechwriter. My God.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Google, what's the thing?
Did the prompter go out? Is it?
No. No, I don't think.
This was a rally. It wasn't a speech,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, he's just riffing. He's winging it. Unless he has a speechwriter who literally wrote, go, you know the thing.
In which case,
that speechwriter, in my opinion, deserves a raise.
Oh. Can you pull back the curtain a little bit, Rich, since you work with these, you know, these things? Is that usually what the speechwriter does? Does he just say, fill in the blank?
Yeah. It starts to write a segment, assumes the candidate knows it, and writes, you know the thing, so,
oh, God. He just read
so
it.
You just talk about it, and then, you know.
He read it verbatim.
Go, you know the thing. No, what the speechwriter wrote was, Joe, go, you know the thing. Go ahead. Tell everybody
we
about
it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by, go, you know the thing.
It's go, you know the thing. Go, say it. Say it. Say it. Google, what the hell's the thing again? Go, you know the thing. Joe Biden 2020. Go, you know the thing. And I just thought to myself, Democrats are going to nominate this guy to be president?
That's a bumper sticker.
Go, you know the thing.
Yeah.
Joe. Text Joe to go, you know the thing. It works. Joe Biden also claimed that the South Carolina Democrat primary turnout was 150,000 votes higher than in 2008 for Obama. No big deal. What's 150,000 votes among friends, right?
Because of the African-American community, primarily in South Carolina, we ended up increasing the turnout 150,000 more people than even voted in 2008 when Barack and I were running.
Now, I'm amazed by that because 150 million people were killed by guns this year. So how were 150,000 people able to vote more than they did for Obama and go, you know, the thing? You see what I mean? First of all, we learned last week 150 million people died. Why is 150 his exaggeration number?
It's a great question.
Does anybody know? Like, I mean, most people, their exaggeration number is like 3-4. You know, like, like a threefold increase in this or 10 times that. Or you should have seen the size of this fish. It was like 10 feet. What is 150? Where does that come from? That's his exaggeration number, his go-to exaggeration number.
It's like a trigger.
That's what it is. It's like, yeah, I know I did 150% better than that guy did. Wait, what? 150 million people killed by guns this year, and we did 150,000 votes better than Obama did in South Carolina in 2008.
Wow.
There are not even that many voters in South Carolina, especially after the mass gun massacre of 20 every year, you know the thing, where 150 million people died a year in that thing.
This is from last week.
Drug companies. We give immunity to tobacco companies. That has caused carnage on our streets. 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
And then now South Carolina.
Yes.
150, his exaggeration number.
Because of the African-American community, primarily in South Carolina, we ended up increasing the turnout 150,000 more people than even voted in 2008 when Barack and I were running.
Those are all the survivors of the 150 million gun massacre. Those people all survived and they went right to the polls. Because we're all endowed by our create and the thing and the you go, you know the thing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
You know the thing. Go, you know the thing. Joe 2020. Go, you know the thing.
He really.
That's going to be the guy who the Democrats are all coalescing around today, huh? All right.
He knocked that speech out of the park, didn't he?
Nailed it on his big night. Nailed it.
Oh, man.
All these millions of voters around the country looking into tuning in to find out who their new presumptive front runner is, their future nominee, and they hear, go, you know the thing.
His speechwriter told him to fill in the blank, and he just read it verbatim.
Yeah. You're going to say, and here we come tonight in this moment. And as the Declaration of Independence says, all men and women created, go, you know the thing. Skip, paragraph, paragraph, paragraph. On the economy, blah, 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 blah. And there's Joe Biden at the teleprompter. It's just like Ron Burgundy. Whatever you put in the teleprompter, he'll read. Go, you know the thing. Oh, I'm supposed to just go with that and talk about, okay. These are suggestions. I get it. I'm reading this verbatim. So, and I don't know how voters in South North Carolina felt about that after 150,000 of them came out to vote. And I don't know how Super Thursday is going to go for Joe Biden, but I think Super Wednesday is really his day. If you ask me, he crushes it on Super Wednesday, Dawn. Super Wednesday. Go. You know the thing.
It's Wonderful Wednesday.
Oh, hey, Google. What the hell's that thing the founder said with the freedom and the all and the people and the created by the thing and the guy? And the jing-a-ma-dig?
The jing-a-ma-dig. Wow.
I'm just wondering. If a woman walks out of here naked, you don't have a right to touch her. Nobody does. If she takes her clothes off and walks out naked, you don't have a right to touch her.
Oh, my God.
It's like that scene where just people with their eyes just bulging out of their head going, what am I listening to right now? What is this? Oh, man. Let's see here. Paul is in Trenton. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I think he got it all wrong. I think Joe Biden is trying to do a Trump, but he hired Saturday Night Live writers, and it's just not working.
So he's trying to be Trump. He's trying to be outrageous, but the Saturday Night Live writers are just not helping him. He's trying to be funny,
but it's not working.
No, it's definitely not working. Him and Bloomberg, the two of them, need to stop with the jokes.
Yeah, the jokes just are not falling on the right audience.
Thank you,
but
Paul.
It sounds like something Saturday Night Live would.
Yeah, no, you're right. Saturday Night Live, but they would do it. It's just like that. It's like them writing a caricature of Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is reading the script from Saturday Night Live. It's almost like he got it a week early. Yeah, that's what's going to be on Saturday Night Live Saturday night. But Joe got it early. They put in his teleprompter as a joke, and he read it because you could see them coming up with that Saturday night. Go, you know the thing. All right, Paul. Thank you for the call. Bill is in Cherry Hill. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I think it's Ron Biden instead of Joe Biden. He is the anchor man.
Ron Burgundy, whatever you put in the teleprompter, he's going to read.
That's it. I am worried about him. I think he might be on the scale for dementia. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, so...
Yeah, but he's been saying this stuff since the 80s. It's not like this is new for him, messing up names and words and streets and people. And I mean, literally, he's been doing this since the 1980s. I think it's just Joe Biden.
It's so much more frequent.
Well, listen, I don't want to... Hang on. Bill, I appreciate the call. I never want to diagnose people. I'm not a doctor, and I always criticize those that diagnose President Trump as being... dementia or Alzheimer's. I don't want to. Certainly, I'm not qualified to diagnose anybody. I'm just saying that he's been doing this stuff since the 80s, which is why I don't feel bad making fun of him because this is not anything new. You know, this is. It'd be like one thing if Joe Biden, up until recently, was always this amazing spokesperson who never got it wrong, never botched a thing. My God, you could do a greatest hits of everything he said before this year, 10 years ago. How old is Joe Biden in man years? Come on, go. You know the thing. Come on. You know the thing. Let's hear Joe Biden's man years, shall we, and try to figure out if we can understand his political age, his man
years. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
All right. I have an idea.
What?
Can we and I want to thank Resist Progressive Ideology for giving me this idea. As we do another check-in on social media brought to us by our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. How about we take some of the greatest lines in history of presidents, like Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall and ask not what your country can do for you. And the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And just start with the first line and then go, you know the thing after it.
I think I can work on that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can hear a little bit of the You know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this go, you know the thing.
And put it to, since it's National Anthem Day, what you sang, what Zioli sang earlier in the day was, oh, say, can you see?
Oh, say, can you go, you know the thing? Great lines in presidential speeches by Joe Biden. You see how much relationships matter? My relationship with you matters. You give me great ideas for content, and our relationship with Cherry Hill Volvo matters. So thank you for all their support. Please go visit them on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter, and they really do. Bill, we have a Facebook check-in as well, I believe, right?
We do. Sorry, I was actually pulling one of the Kennedy things. Hang on.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you go, you know the thing.
So that leads me into the first Facebook check-in from Joseph, Biden as Captain Kirk from Star Trek. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprises to boldly go, you know the thing.
To boldly go where you know the thing. Great rallying speeches by Joe Biden.
Mark says, I think Biden was attempting a comedy. He's just missing the Dice Clay ending. Oh!
That's good. That's good. But we have that for Bloomberg, though. We can't, you know, we can't give it to Biden, too.
Yeah, we can't give him out.
The only thing we have to fear is go, you know the thing. It's Roosevelt. I could just do these impressions myself. I'm better at presidential impressions than I thought.
So we have the first one. This is the unedited version of the Reagan speech.
Mr. Gorbachev, go. You know the thing.
Okay,
God,
it's just come on.
It's just too easy, right?
It's a sin.
Today, December 7th. 1941, a day which will live in go, you know the thing. I say, come here to Berlin. Ich bin ein. You go, you know the thing. It's fantastic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.